We're doing Dov's Minute. Megillat Eicha is read as Lamentations. We have to know that there's an alternate understanding to the Megillah. The Megillah, according to the Medrash, can also be read in happy tones. Eicha yashvavadat ha'irabat yam? How could it be? You really think that city's going to remain desolate? The city that once had so many people? Rabati Vagrim, she was so great among the nations. Hayatalamas, she was once taxed by the nations. But wait, she's coming back. If you look closely at the verses, they're written in a way which on the one hand is describing the destruction, but on the other hand, if you add an exclamation point to the question mark, then the verses can also be read as a point of encouragement. Don't think that this is the end point. This is a historical, the Megillah is describing an occurrence of history, and the Megillah is also, so to speak, given a triumphant note, that's not the end of the story. We're still coming back.